I've never had a di dishwasher ever, and I'm 30. And nor have I never, ever, ever had a washer and dryer. So that's really exciting. My name is Rachel Vitko. I am an artist. I would consider myself a painter.
Vika also throws and fires her own ceramics, which she considers to be her canvas.
Who I am is an artist. So, I mean, that right there, that's my mom's print. Right there, that's my dad's photography. I mean, this is my life. This is what I grew up doing, and I don't know how to be anybody different.
We're in Vika's apartment in northeast Minneapolis. The building still has that new apartment smell, industrial and clean. Tenants have been here since November of 2013.
And then this is my kiln, and so I'll kind of have that. I'll have that firing, which is so awesome because I never, ever, ever. I don't know any apartment building you're going to and be like, "Hey, can I rewire everything?" You know, that doesn't happen.
Vicko lives in the Jackson Flats or Jack Flats apartment complex. This building has been specifically designed to fit the needs of its live and work artists.
Well, it's a beautiful building, well constructed, but constructed with more of an artist's sensibility. Wider hallways, more industrial floors. They have a lot of window space, so the windows are from floor almost to ceiling. I mean, really big light because artists really crave a lot of natural light.
That's Nick Lagares. He's a board member of the Northeast Minneapolis Art Association, or NEMA. Lagares has been with Jack Flats since the beginning and almost saw it go under during the 2008 housing crash.
My name is Greg Foley. I'm the asset manager for ArtSpace Projects, which is a nonprofit affordable housing developer for the arts based here in Minneapolis.
Greg Foley is the manager of Jack Flats, a group that provides live-work space for artists across the country.
Having a rental for your apartment and a rental for your studio can be cost prohibitive, and if you are compelled to make art and you'll do it any way, you know, kicking, scratching your way to make art, if that's the way you do it is in your apartment, then they'll do it.
The Warehouse District watched artists leave due to the construction of the Target Center, which caused the price of rentals to rise. Many artists found their home in Northeast and drew up an action plan to prevent this from happening again. This plan includes subsidized housing. Jack Flats was born and then picked up by ArtSpace in 2009. And artists like Vitko were ready and waiting for an opportunity like Jack Flats.
I, in a way, stalked Jack's Flax from before it was even built. You have to, pay for your apartment, and then you have to pay for a studio space, and that's just not realistic unless you're already well known or already established. And, then how do you establish yourself?
The artists living here now had to go through an interview process. The committee included Foley and Lagares.
You have to show that you have a portfolio, that you have a career going, or you're trying to get your career going. So there's some interviewing process that we go through. And that's also been extremely satisfying to see these people get the space. One gal just broke down into tears saying this was going to change her life.
That girl was Vitko.
I cried actually when they told me I was in. I'm in an ideal situation. I'm in the art districts of Northeast Minneapolis. I have an apartment that is budgeted for me and how much I make, supports my career.
She's dreamt of being an artist since she was a child. Her parents were both artists.
You want to be who you are, and it's so hard to not have somebody support that. And both of my parents did because they are both artists from San Francisco. I grew up in studios and dark rooms and framing studios, and that was my life. I grew up with a dark room in my house.
And she suppressed her own artistic talent until recently.
I did everything that I was supposed to do, go to college, be a graphic designer. And I didn't really realize that I was miserable until probably about a year ago.
Jack Flats is still new. Vitko recently joined a committee to coordinate the gallery space and other aspects of the apartment complex. The hope is that the artists reach out to the community as well.
I think you really need to get out, connect with your community. understand other people so and they can understand you, form real relationships. Those are the people you want to collect your work.
This is Manda Lilly with KFAI. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.